attending Bashar for the first time, please? Yeah, put your hand down. You. Thank you. All right, well, thanks for coming, new people. Just very, very briefly, so you sort of understand how to participate, although that'll be relatively obvious when we start. This is a channeling. A connection is made telepathically between myself and an entity that we call Bashar. For those that are interested in the history of how this happened, I'll be happy to answer that after the channeling so that we don't take up the time right now. But suffice to say, especially for new people, you don't have to believe that Bashar is a separate entity in order to participate in this. I have no way of proving that he's a separate entity anyway. It could be a portion of my own consciousness. But it presents itself as if it is a separate being, and the real point of the channeling is the information that seems to be capable of being accessed in this state. It seems to have the ability to help people make certain kinds of positive and constructive changes. That's the reason I do the channeling. and I've been doing this now for 14 years. The way that this happens is I will go into the altered state that allows the connection to be made. Bashar will come through and talk about whatever he believes is necessary for this evening for a few minutes as a title subject. But the majority of this session will be turned over to all of you for questions and answers. And it's very informal. When somebody has a question, they just out loud say, Bashar. He will point at you or pick you out in whatever order he thinks is necessary. We have a remote mic. So since we are taping this, if you do get called on, please just wait until the mic is passed to you so that we can get your question clearly on the tape. And then just talk to him once you have the mic as you would talk to anyone. New people, please don't be shy about questions. If it's important to you, it does not matter what the subject is. So don't hesitate thinking that it's inappropriate in that sense. If you're comfortable talking about whatever the subject is in front of a group, then there's really no other reason to hold back. So that's up to you. And it'll just go that way until the end, which will probably be somewhere around 9:30 or 10 at the latest. And that's really all there is to it, except to have fun. So thanks again for coming. And I will see you later.
Say good day to you this day of your time. How are you all? Once again, we will extend to each and every one of you our deep appreciation in allowing this transmission to occur in this particular manner and on this particular day. Once again, each and every time your civilization allows this communication to occur in this way, it affords our civilization an opportunity to experience expanded reality by experiencing the unique perspectives that are demonstrated by each and every one of you. So we thank you for this gift of expansion and this gift of sharing. We would like to begin this transmission, this communication, this day of your time, with the following idea that we would like to call the resonance of the land. Now that there are greater and greater opportunities for acceleration in your lives, greater and greater opportunities for expansion at this time of change on your planet, now that your collective mass conscious reality is beginning to allow there to be more momentum in the direction of the reality you prefer. In other words, more opportunity to choose and manifest the individual personal realities that each and every one of you say you prefer. Now that this is more available to each and every one of you because of the inertia, because of the momentum of the mass consensus reality, you must now understand that, to some degree, as we have said before, there are places on your planet, spots, locations, that are also going to increase in their frequency, in their vibration, and going to tune their frequency to specific levels that are representative of being more conductive and more conducive by being in those areas to allowing your energy to merge with the energy of the location, your resonance frequency to merge and harmonize with the resonant frequency now in the location that is stepping up. And by putting yourself in the location that magnetizes you, that you are most strongly attracted to, you can then by being there amplify your ability to manifest what it is you prefer. You can accelerate your ability by taking advantage of the accelerated energy in any given spot that you are magnetically attracted to. This is now, more importantly than ever, the time for each and every one of you to allow yourselves to know that as part of the picture of what you call your ideal reality, your ideal life, that the location must be included. As we have talked about from time to time, location is not really a place in which you exist. Location is a part of the equation of who and what you are, who and what an object is. It's part of the variable, the equation, the vibrational frequency equation of an object, person, place, or thing in that sense. Location is not really separate from who and what you are at any given moment, because space and time are really your projections, your illusions. Space and time actually simply exists within your consciousness, and you project it in a sense, appearing around yourself and make it seem as if you existed in a location. But location is actually within you, not you within it. So, location is an important part of the equation of what you deem yourself to be, of what you identify and define yourself to be. So if you are not in a location that is conducive to your energy, or conversely, if you are in a location that is specifically not conducive to your preference, to your energy, to who you know yourself to be, you are going to, in some senses, create a countermanding frequency, a countermanding resonance. It is more important than ever to understand that location is a part of the definition of who you are. And if you find yourself being attracted to a particular place on your planet, there is a reason for it. By allowing yourself to flow with that attraction, by aligning with that place, and not talking yourself out of being there, you will then give yourself an opportunity to see how much farther, how much faster you can go by compounding and amplifying and magnifying all the frequencies on your planet and in your reality that are representative of the frequency of your preference. To remain out of that place that represents your highest joy, your highest energy, your greatest creativity, your strongest attraction, to keep yourself away from that is in some senses a denial of a part of who and what you are. Now, of course, again, as with everything that contains your highest excitement and in acting in that direction, sometimes, just as things do, just as situations do, places will attract you to begin with, but then in that sense may lose their attraction. Remember that you always have to act on your highest excitement without any expectation. You always must allow yourself to move in the direction of your highest joy, but without the expectation that it must come to some specific fruition. Because sometimes a place, a circumstance, will attract you like no other only to get you moving. Not because you're supposed to remain there or continue to do that thing, but only to get you moving. Because sometimes so many of you have been trained to fragment your consciousness in such a way that you don't allow yourself to really know what it is that in some senses might be best for you. And so you will in effect trick yourself by putting a lot of that excitement energy in a certain direction, on a certain thing, making it very specific, just so it will lure you, magnetize you in that direction, not because that is the thing you need to wind up doing for the rest of your life, but only because that is the direction in which you need to move to put you in the right place and time, perhaps for something else that will then come along. Very often it is perhaps difficult for you to tell the difference at first, but the point is that you don't have to know the difference. As long as you are following your highest excitement at any given moment, no matter what it is that contains it, you can rest assured that if you enter it and act on it without expectation, then you will be in the proper state of mind to receive whatever else might come along that will be representative of a change in the direction of your excitement when and if that should occur. The idea, therefore, now more than ever, even including the idea of place, is to at least to the best of your ability, when some place, like some thing or some situation, might attract you more strongly than any other, allow yourself at least the benefit, the opportunity to explore taking some action in the direction of going there, however that may pan out in your reality, however that may be making itself available to you, without the assumption that you have to necessarily stay there. And simply by doing the best you can to move in the direction of your excitement, no matter in what form it may come, you will then see, if you hold on to the idea of zero expectation, that it will be a flow and you will move. And things and circumstances and opportunities will arrange themselves to make it easy for you, to create it to be the path of least resistance for you, to show you how your life can become an explosion of synchronicity, when and where you may least expect it, that your life can become a continuous series of surprises, and that in that momentum, you will find the stability and the security and the happiness and the safety that you actually require, rather than in refusing to move, rather than in being, shall we say, stubborn about the idea of your reality as it beckons to you. Allow yourself to understand that true security is motion, is change. Otherwise, it becomes static and stagnant. And in this day and age on your planet, all things are, if nothing else, about change. It is the spin of the dice, as you say, in your world. It is the opportunity to see where things may fall. But the only way you're really going to find out what it is that you are all about is to move into the unknown, embrace the unknown, and accept that you actually exist in that unknown, and place plays a part just like anything else. So allow yourself to be magnetized. Allow yourself to explore the idea of what place on your planet has attracted you or may come up to attract you without assumption, without expectation. And don't get in your way. Don't put conditions on yourself. I can't move there because. I can't explore this because. Allow yourself to see what you can do about it. You may be surprised, if you are simply willing to be open, how many actions you can take in that direction. And if you do it without expectation, you won't have to put these conditions upon yourself as to what is supposed to happen and not supposed to happen before you believe you have the ability to do things that you may have always had the ability to do. If you would just get out of your own way and rearrange your own definitions to see that you are quite a bit more capable of creating the reality you prefer than you may have thought you were. That is all we suggest, that you give it a chance, that you give yourself a chance to recognize place as a part of the equation of who it is you define yourself to be, rather than simply an arbitrary place in which to do things and live your life. It is you. Place is you. Just like any part of reality is you, because you are the creator. You are the reflection of the infinite. And each and every one of you, as a piece of the infinite, is nevertheless the whole expressing itself and experiencing itself as a part of the whole. That's the holographic definition. What also can make this perhaps easier for you is to remember that, holographically speaking, everything and everywhere and every when is actually simply here and now. So even when you find yourself attracted to go someplace else other than where you may be, that someplace else is still fundamentally here. And in that sense, you're not really going anywhere. You're allowing place to move through you rather than you really moving through time and space. It's all here, it's all now. So do not be afraid to follow that attraction, because all you're doing is going to another here and now. You're not really going that far. And besides, from our perspective, any place on your planet is, as you say, a hop, skip, and a jump away. So, we thank you for allowing us to remind you of these ideas, to share them with you, to reflect them to you, And again, we also remind you that the choice is up to you. We are not here to live your lives, but only to suggest and reflect what can work for you if you will be willing to discover more and more every day in every way who and what you actually are and were created to be. At this timing, in return for the gift that you are giving to our civilization in allowing us to experience each and every one of you, I ask in return in what way now may I be of service to you. What? You, good day.
Hi, Bashar.
And to you, good day.
Last Sunday, I put my beloved little dog, Chrissy, to sleep.
All right.
And
we assume that you mean it made a transition into non-physical reality.
Yes,
by that terminology.
Exactly.
All right.
And for the last 3 months, She got blind.
Yes.
And then she got very weak.
Yes.
So it was my passion, my excitement,
yes,
my most fervent desire to help her regain her strength.
All right. And?
And so for the last 10 weeks or 11 weeks,
yes,
I subjugated everything in my life to that.
All
gladly.
Right. Yes.
Happily.
All right.
On her schedule.
Yes.
And she would get a lot better.
Yes.
Stronger, and then a health crisis would happen.
Yes.
And then about 72 hours later, she'd get better.
Yes.
And I'd be congratulating myself on another amazing miracle recovery that she had. And then another health crisis, like
yes,
major injury to her left eye. And
all right. You do not have to necessarily go into details.
All that.
Are we perceiving from you that there is something about this particular experience that you are not congratulating yourself about?
Well,
is that a yes?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm wondering if,
yes,
was I... See, I truly,
yes,
believe I was totally in tune with her.
You are.
Yes.
And so, does that,
but did I
actually
drag it
create a
out?
Certain outcome to be the only thing that can represent you being in tune with the animal? Must there be a specific outcome for you to believe that you were in tune? Are you putting conditions on how it is you can be in tune with the timing of another entity, another consciousness?
Well, that's exactly it, because I was totally willing. If she wanted to go, I was willing, you know, to let her go. And
are you sure? You don't sound too willing.
Well, I mean, she kept, when she seemed really bad, you
yes,
know.
Yes, yes.
Well, then I thought, well, you know, okay, if this is it, this is it. And then
yes,
she would get better. I mean,
well, why can't she go when she's better?
Well, she did go when she was better.
Well, why
except
not?
For her front
why
legs.
Must you only go when things are bad?
Well,
maybe she wanted to get strong so she could go. You understand the analogy? The idea is that many of you assume that certain choices can only be made from a certain state. That's not true. Many choices can be made from many different kinds of states, and even the states that many of you have been taught to define as states that would not necessarily, shall we say, seem to be the states from which certain choices would be made, very often are. It gives you an opportunity to understand that even from a position of what you perceive to be as joy and strength, someone can still make a choice that in your old definitions may have seemed unlikely. But the idea is that if you simply understand that a choice can be made at any point from any state, really, then it will help to some degree to smooth out the confusion you are experiencing about this.
What I want to know, I mean...
Yes?
At the time, I thought, okay, now I can see that she doesn't want to eat anymore.
Yes?
And she's really, really frustrated that she can't walk.
All right, and so...
Excruciatingly frustrated.
Perhaps not as much as you.
I didn't care.
Oh,
she
yes,
was
you
the
do.
One that cared.
Obviously you did.
I
otherwise,
only
we wouldn't
her
be having
happy.
This conversation.
Was I unfair...
No.
To her?
No. Why are you judging yourself?
I thought I was,
yes?
I was afraid maybe I was, putting myself in it too much. I did believe I was doing the right thing all the time.
All right. Do you understand that if you did the best you could, that you did fine? And do you understand that the moments that the animal seemed to get stronger were also reflections for you to understand how to allow yourself to get stronger?
Right.
And to not take yourself so hard and to judge yourself so seriously in that sense. These were opportunities and reflections for you as well as the animal.
Right.
Well then, don't judge yourself. Did you do the best you could? Did you do it out of love? Yes or no?
Oh, yeah.
End of conversation. What else do you need to know?
Well.
Do you follow that logic?
Right.
Well, do you want to believe in it or do you want to still find solace in self-recrimination? Which do you prefer? It's up to you. I don't care. Are you having fun being self-incriminating?
No, I'm not. I just...
All right. Just checking.
I thought...
I don't want to take away your joy.
That...
If you're getting something out of judging yourself, thinking that you did something wrong and that you were a bad person and not a loving person, then fine. I won't take that away from you.
I just wanted to make sure.
Well, I just told you how to. Did you do the best you could? Yes, no.
Yes.
Did you do it out of love? Yes, no.
Yes.
Did you learn something from it? Yes, no.
Yes.
End of story.
So what is she doing right now?
Well, paying attention to this to see if you got the point. Did you?
Yeah.
Well?
So if I ask her, like, to be with me,
oftentimes animals will.
I'm not impeding her in her
spirit. Are you asking?
I am asking you.
Then are you allowing there to be freedom of choice on the part of the animal as to whether to be with you or not?
Totally.
Then how are you impeding?
Okay.
What is this lack of self-worth you have? I am not worthy to ask. I must be interfering with someone even just to ask. Do you understand how it is that you are knocking yourself down by saying it that way?
Yeah.
That you are not even worthy to ask for the company of this animal? How is that impeding?
Well, I mean,
How is that impeding?
I just want to make sure
Is that impeding?
I'm not sure.
How is that impeding? The answer is two words. It's not.
Oh. Okay.
Do you follow?
Yeah.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're sure?
Yes.
All right. Don't want you barking up the wrong tree. You follow?
Yeah.
All right.
So what does she do now that she's over there?
Anything she wants.
Like?
When things translate into spirit, there is to some degree less limitation with regard to the idea of physical time and space. Therefore, she can be with you in a sense. She can be other places instantaneously. She can see perspectives that perhaps were not exactly what she could see before, although in general animals do allow themselves to retain a broader perspective than most humans, though you can see broadly too. But the idea is that there is freedom, there is joy, there is play, there is energy, there is manifestation, in many ways similar to what there was in physical reality, but broader, just as there are for humans when they translate into spirit as well. The animal can experience different levels of consciousness, can transmute into different ideas and experiences of itself, can become different things just as you can, and will always be attracted by your love, will always be attracted by your request. The animal always has its own agenda, just like anything, but there is absolutely nothing to impede the animal from joining you and being with you, in a sense, making contact when you ask, either immediately or shortly thereafter. All you have to know is that love, in that sense, is a link, is a bridge, and will never be cut unless you decide to cut it with self-recrimination. For only in the self-judgment do you make yourself, do you render yourself in some senses incapable of perceiving the animal's reflection and return of love. Do you follow that?
Yeah.
So I would strongly suggest that you stay in joy so that you can stay in the state in which you can perceive the animal's presence and love. Is that not what you would prefer?
Yes.
Then by all means, allow yourself to move out of the state of self-judgment. And consider yourself worthy if you are doing it out of love, and not assume that you are in any way, shape, or form, whether with this animal or anyone or thing in your life, impeding anyone to simply ask for what you prefer. For then you are, in that sense, impeding yourself, devaluing yourself, creating yourself, in a sense, to seem non-existent and unworthy of any reflection of love. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And remember, please, what we said, and this is not a judgment, but simply, again, a mechanical explanation. We know that you don't want to be arrogant, but the idea is, paradoxically, that when you are self-judging and judging yourself to be unworthy of that love, it is the most arrogant thing you can do. Because you are saying that out of all creation, out of all things, people, beings, places, I alone am unworthy of the unconditional love of the infinite. And that is an arrogant statement. So paradoxically, even though many of you may choose to judge yourself thinking that you are being arrogant if you don't, you're actually being arrogant if you do. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Does this help you?
Yes.
All right. Then, by all means, allow yourself to feel the energy of the play between you and the animal, for the animal can be a very strong reflection of the idea of allowing you to lighten up on yourself, to let out your leash. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And to have some freedom to romp and play. We have talked about play before with you,
yeah,
very strongly.
Right.
The idea now is that this animal can serve you still to express and extend and expand your understanding of play and to choose to cease to think of yourself as unworthy of that energy. All right?
I wanted to do was serve her.
Well, you did. And now the idea is that you can also simultaneously allow yourself to be happy, because service to others is not servitude. Do you follow?
Right.
So, allow the reflection to go both ways and be served by her. By being happy and in joy and know that there is a bridge and a link. And know that you did the best you could and you did it out of love. And that's all you need to know, fundamentally. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
All right.
Just real quickly,
yes.
Was there any significance to why she hurt her left eye and why she was circling to the left?
In some senses, as a reflection for you on one specific wavelength, it is more than this, but we will not go into depth now. But on one specific wavelength, it is an opportunity for you to understand that you need to allow your right brain more freedom. Otherwise, you will blind yourself on the left side. Do you follow?
The right brain is...
the left side. The right brain controls the left side. Do you follow? And the right brain is creativity, freedom, free association, play. Do you follow?
Okay.
Otherwise, if you restrict it, if you chain it up, then in that sense, you will be blinded on that side as a reflection. This is what the animal was showing to you.
Thank you.
Does that help you?
Thank you very much.
Oh, all right. Thank you. And feel whatever it is you're going to feel, and whatever you feel, know that it's all right. And part of who you are, do not judge yourself for that. All right? Is it a deal?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Bashar.
You, good day.
Thank you, Bashar. Hi, good to see you.
Good day. You are not seeing me, but thank you for the sentiment.
I have two questions.
Yes, number one.
Number one. I stopped dreaming when my husband died, and it's over 5 months ago. I wonder why. I would like to dream about him, too.
All right, go ahead.
I can't.
Oh, yes, you can.
You know what? I try, I wish, I concentrate.
Concentrate. Maybe it would be good for you to stop concentrating. Maybe it would be good for you to just relax, allow, and accept it to come to you in whatever way represents the timing and the path of least resistance, and paradoxically, by relaxing and not needing it to happen, perhaps then you will actually allow yourself to remember that you are having contact anyway.
I know I do.
Well then?
Somehow I'm stuck on...
You're not stuck.
Having
Watch
him
your
in
definitions. When you define yourself as stuck, what do you experience yourself as? Stuck. When you change your definition, you will experience yourself in another way. Relax your need to experience this interaction that you say you already know is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Relax your expectation to experience it in a particular way. Why is it so important that you should dream in that sense, that way?
Because it would be kind of close to physical.
kind of close to physical.
Well, right. I would see
well put,
his image.
But let me even amplify that statement further. You are dreaming right now. Physical reality is a dream. Do you understand that?
Okay.
Physical reality is nothing but a type of dream. It's simply one that you insist has a certain pattern to it, has a certain continuity to it, has a certain solidity to it. But your consciousness creates physical reality in much the same way that it creates the idea you call dreams, and it is your very definition of the idea of what physical reality is and what dreams are, that is to some degree causing what appears to be an impediment. If you allow yourself to understand that physical reality is a dream, that you're dreaming right now, then you can allow your physical reality to become a little bit more malleable, and you can allow your so-called dreams to become a little bit more solid.